I'm Lee Blue, and this is Double Stack, where WordPress freelancers discover the tech stack and the business development stack to become high-value, sought-after WordPress consultants. So if you're tired of burning yourself out with those high-stress, low-budget projects, and you're ready to start working with clients you love at the rates you're really worth, then you're in the right place. All of this is 100% free, so please subscribe to and review our podcast. Hey, everybody, it's Lee here, and it's exciting to be back with you for another one of our live workshops. And today, let's talk about three steps to finding clients with a budget, right? So, like, the number one thing that I hear from people when I talk to all the web designers and, like, you guys in this group and everything, the number one thing that everybody always tends to say is, I have a hard time finding clients, right? How do I find clients? Where are the clients? All this other stuff. The truth, though, is it's not really that hard to find clients. The problem is it's hard to find clients with the budget, right? It's like most people just want inexpensive projects, and you know, the real trick is not just to find any client. The real trick is, how do you find the clients that have the budget to actually spend to hire somebody like you or to hire somebody like me? Like, how do we find these high ticket clients? That's really the real question. So let's spend some time talking about specifically that today, so that at the end of this, you'll have some clarity on what's going on. Like, why is it that the clients that you're attracting are these low budget, nitpicky types of not ideal clients? And how do you find the people that are actually going to, you know, invest, you know, $5,000 or $10,000 or $15,000 or $20,000 with you? Like, how do we do that? So that's what let's talk about today. There's three steps to getting there. And let's just dive right into it. The first thing is, and this is a question that I really want you to put some time into thinking about, because there's two sides to the coin. But the question is, are you really just getting started? Or is that just the impression I get from your website? So that's the idea. Because most of the time when I talk to people, they're not getting started. And I think this is even somewhat of a misconception, maybe even a little bit from these Facebook Live sessions and stuff that we do, like here in this group. It's like a lot of people get the impression that most of the double stackers and most of the people that I work with are people that are just getting started and they want to kind of learn how to build websites or something. And that couldn't be further from the truth. I don't even invite you into double stack if you're just getting started. Like, you have to already know how to build a website and to generate awesome, you know, results for your clients. Otherwise, you're not ready for double stack. And so, like, if I were to help you sell like a $10,000 or $15,000 or $20,000 project, which we do all day long every day in double stack, and then you got the client, but you didn't have the ability to actually serve the client at that level, then everybody would be losing. You'd be overwhelmed. The client wouldn't be getting results. Everybody would be mad at me. So we don't do it that way at all. But the problem is, most web designers' websites sound like you're just getting started, right? Like, how can I tell the difference between someone who's just getting started and they're saying things like, I build websites, I do email marketing, I do branding, I have these strategy sessions to try to figure out what's going on in your business? And it's like, that's what I would say if I was just getting started. And most of the time, when I look at people and the people that I talk to from here, it's like, you've got like 5 years of experience, 10 years. I literally just got off the phone with a guy with 15 years of experience, a senior developer. And it's not at all the case that most of the people I talk to are just getting started. Almost everyone I talk to has years of experience. And the problem is, when you go to their website, you can't tell. Like, it might look good, right? It might look like a nice, you know, responsive, well-designed website. And that's a step in the right direction. You want your site to look at least presentable. But what you're saying on the website sounds like you're just getting started. You're saying the same words that everybody says on their website, even if they are getting started. Like, if I go onto, like, a beginner's website, like, if I click through to somebody's, you know, profile from Upwork or whatever and look at their site, or, you know, people offering $500 sites on Facebook or whatever, and I click to see, well, what does their site look like? It's like, it's pretty easy and quick to be able to build a site that looks pretty decent, even if you're just using a page builder or whatever. Like, those sites look great. I built my site with a page builder. It's like, there's nothing wrong with using page builders, but it doesn't take 15 years to figure out how to do that. It's like, you can do that in like 15 minutes. So the problem is, do you feel like your website is positioning you in the same type of mindset that someone who's just getting started would be positioned in with regard to how their clients are seeing them, how the leads that are coming to your site, when they land on your site, do they get a sense that you've been doing this for 10 years? Or do they think, well, this sounds just like everybody else, right? So that tends to be the first thing that needs to get fixed. You have to break away from presenting yourself as if you're just getting started when really you haven't. You've been doing this for years. And so what I'm saying is, a lot of times people leave the most valuable stuff, their experience, their knowledge in the industry, the stuff that really sets them apart. They just put that on the shelf, and you know, we don't say anything about that on the website. And so we're just going to say, we build websites, we do branding, we do strategy, we do all this other stuff. And that's it. And it sounds exactly like everybody else. So that's step number one. You got to stop doing that, because if you do, then you fall into step number two, which is, who are you attracting, right? So like, who are you going to be attracting with a website that sounds like you're just getting started? Because one of the things that I think is a little bit under the surface, it's one of those things that doesn't immediately occur to a lot of people, which is, nobody knows what you can do yet, right? Like, if you're just getting new leads, new clients are coming to you and they're looking at your website, that's the first impression. And it's also the only impression, right? They don't have a chance to talk to you, to get your insight into things. They haven't booked a call with you yet. You haven't gotten in a meeting with anyone yet. And that's not, so the experience and your personality and your great customer service and all of the other things that would be forthcoming if I were to hire you, if I was a lead landing on your website, I don't have access to any of that stuff. All I know is how you're presenting yourself. What are you doing? How are you talking about yourself? And most people are still talking about themselves just like everybody else. You know, here are the things that we can do: the photography, the branding, the web design. You know, all of the same words. Everybody's just talking like that. So then you think, well, who is that attracting? Because there's really like two different kinds of clients, right? So if I were a lead coming to your website, and I had a serious budget, and I was really needing some help, and I was a legit business, and I wanted to work with you, but then I got the impression that, well, this person might just be getting started. They don't really know what, you know, they're not really an expert in my business. Then would I want to reach out to you based on that? Or think about it the other side. What if I was a client who I'm just dabbling with a new idea? I'm just trying to figure out, you know, maybe it'll work, maybe it won't. It's just my side hustle or whatever. It's like, I'm just need a quick website up just to spin up a side business idea just to see if anybody's even interested, right? Like, and then I went to somebody's website. It's like, oh, well, yeah, they're probably just getting started. It's probably not too expensive. You know, how much does a quick website cost? You know, $500, $1,000, something like that. I can do that, right? So there's these two different profiles of clients, right? It's the serious clients, the real budget, that are looking for serious help, and they want someone like you, right? They want someone with years of experience and a seasoned consultant that can really help them get results. But then there's also the dabbler, right? The person that's just kind of, I got this quick idea, just want to spin up this little site. Maybe somebody, they say they can do quick sites, so I'll just hire them, right? So those are the two contrasting personas that you're working with here. And the problem is, most people are getting the dabblers, and very few people are getting the serious businesses really looking for help. And the problem is, step one, what we just talked about, is like, most people have websites that sound exactly like you're just getting started, even if you've been at it for 10 years, right? So that's where the rub comes in. And then what that means is, you start attracting the dabblers, because they think, I can hire this person for a cheap rate because they're just getting started, as opposed to attracting the actual serious clients with a real budget who are actually looking for like seasoned consultants. And so that tends to be kind of this cascading effect. And then the third problem is, okay, well, who's going to spend what, right? Like, the people with the serious budget are going to look for serious consultants have a serious, you know, consulting gig going on, whereas the dabblers are just going to, you know, they don't have much, right? They're just looking for these little cheap projects. And so that's kind of the three-step sequence that leads to you getting cheap clients, right? So basically, just the quick summary, it's the website that you've got probably sounds just like everybody else's, meaning that you're saying generic things like, we build websites, we do social media management, we host, we have WordPress, you know, maintenance packages or whatever. The same exact thing. Like, if I was just getting into web design and I Googled around a little bit and tried to figure out what to say, that's what I see on most people's websites, even if you've been doing it for 5 or 10 or 15 years. And so you have to shift off of that into something that really shows your leadership in your expertise and that you're a consultant that has the ability to really drive better results. So right off the bat, most people treat themselves as if they're just getting started, which then gives your clients the mindset that this is the kind of person that I would hire if I was a dabbler, not the kind of person I would hire if I really need to grow my dentistry practice, or if I really need to get, you know, a dozen real estate leads every month, or if I really need to get my photography business off the ground, or, you know, whatever that is. I'm not, if like I'm the kind of person who's, maybe I've got this functional medicine practice and I really want to find clients who I can help with autoimmune disease or something like that. And then is that the kind of person that's going to land on your website and be like, yep, that's the person I need to hire? Or would your website be more attractive to me if I was the kind of person who thought, well, I've just got this quick idea I want to spin up on the side. This looks like the kind of person that maybe is even doing this on the side. They can probably hook me up with a good deal. Therefore, I've got this cheap project, right? So I guess what I'm really trying to underscore here is, how are you presenting yourself? Are you presenting yourself in a way that really is attracting the kind of clients you want, or are you presenting yourself in a way that's attracting the kind of clients you don't want? And another way that, and I say this all the time in different settings when I have more time to really get into it, but it's really the polarity of your magnet, right? So your marketing acts like a magnet, right? Your marketing, the way you present yourself, your website, all of that stuff acts like a really powerful magnet. But there's an interesting thing about magnets. They have poles, right? There's a polarity to a magnet. And so a magnet can actually repel and it can attract. You understand? So is your marketing setting up your business with the kind of magnet that is repelling the type of clients that you really want to be attracting and attracting the types of clients you really don't want? And if so, what if you flip the polarity of the magnet so suddenly you now repel these cheap dabbler clients and start attracting the types of clients that are going to really hire you for a serious project? That's the idea. So when you look at your website, try to look at it from a perspective of, they don't know you. They don't know your experience. They don't know anything about you except what you're presenting, right? So you're trying to get a sense for, how are people looking at me if they don't know me? And then try to determine what's the polarity of your magnet. Like, are you the kind of person that's attracting the types of clients that you really want, or are you attracting the types of clients you don't want? And then try to change that, right? So if you feel like it's going the wrong way, flip it. And so then you start attracting better clients. So the three steps, how are you presenting yourself? And what does that mean about the polarity of the types of clients you're attracting? And then, so that's the second. So how are you presenting yourself? What does that mean about the polarity? And based on that, what do you think people are going to spend when they contact you, right? So if you're attracting these low budget dabblers, what do you think they're going to spend? Low budget pricing. If you're attracting clients that really need your help, what do you think they're going to spend? High ticket pricing. And that's the whole point of what DoubleStack is all about, is to help you. Like, if you feel stuck in that, like you feel like, I don't really know what the best approach is to flip the polarity, like I don't know how to do that. Well, then that's where we go. Hey, it's Chris Reagan. High five to you, buddy. That's what we do in Double. We figure that out. We write these marketing stories together. We get your website dialed in. We set up a funnel to attract clients for you. We do all kinds of things to help you get this ball rolling so that you don't just sound like everybody else, so that you actually take advantage of the years you've put into developing your craft so that you can attract clients that need the kind of help that come from people like you. So that's the whole idea behind what DoubleStack is all about. It's like, how can you flip the polarity of your magnet, if you want to use that analogy? Or how can you express to people who you really are and not just sound like everybody else? And then, of course, that has major implications on what people spend. And what people spend, it's not just about making more money. Really, that's just the side effect. It's what you're really doing is you're giving yourself an opportunity to serve clients at a deeper level, right? So like, if you only charge $1,000 or something cheap, how are you supposed to do anything that makes a difference, right? It's like, if that's all the time you've got, how are you supposed to drive results with that limited time? And so what you need to do is you need to find clients that are willing to invest in you to allow you to spend the time so you can get results for them. And when you do that, suddenly you create an environment where everybody wins. It's like, your clients are getting these amazing results because you've got the time to spend to generate those types of results, to implement the tools and to use them. And that means you're getting paid way higher rates because they just hired you for a much bigger project, and then everybody wins. And so that's really the issue about how do you find these better clients? And it comes down to, how are you presenting yourself? If I were a completely new person, I land on your website and try to figure out who this is and what this person can do, and can this person help me specifically? Am I going to get that kind of answer from your website, or am I going to see this person builds websites in general, right? This person can help anybody. Anybody who's got a wallet, I'll hire them, right? It's like, is that the kind of idea? Because that's not what you want. That's how you attract the dabblers. So what you really need to do is kind of flip the polarity of your magnet. If you need some help figuring that out, then let's talk about it. Because there's a variety of things that go into the equation, right? It's like, what are the skills that you have that you're the best at? You really want to start leveraging those over top of the things that you don't really even feel like doing, right? So we want to. So your best skills, like how can we combine your best skills into something that really makes a difference? Because that's what you can charge the most for. So obviously that makes sense, right? It's like if someone's going to hire you to do something you don't even like doing and that you're not even good at, or maybe you've not even ever done it before, maybe they just say, hey, Brian, can you help us move everything, move our CRM from Infusionsoft into Salesforce or something like that? It's like, yeah, you could do it. I was like, you know, we're all smart. We can all figure it out. We could Google it if we needed to and just figure it out. But I mean, geez, it's like, who wants to do that? That sucks. That's not fun. Well, maybe it is fun for you, but it wouldn't be fun for me. I don't want to do that. I want to help get actual clients for real people and do the marketing and get some leads flowing in and get people's calendars filled up and bring some revenue in for people and celebrate when somebody's making $100,000 because I helped them, right? That's what I want to do. That's probably what you want to do too. So that's a big thing. And if you need some help figuring that, the first thing we do is we figure out, well, what's that skill set look like for you? And do you have all the pieces to the puzzle to make it happen? Maybe you're like 80% there, right? Like maybe you've got most of the pieces of the puzzle to make all of that happen. But it sure would be great if you could, you know, write more compelling subject lines for emails, and you need to figure out how to get drip campaigns flowing better, and you need to, you know, get landing pages that convert better. You want to figure out a couple of different structures for different sales funnels to implement, and then add that to the fact that you're already good at using MailChimp and stuff like that, or you're already good at doing social media marketing. And so just kind of bring all of that together so that you really have the full package of what you really need. So that's where the skill sets come in. The second thing is, we talk about, do you like it, right? Like, what if you got clients like that? How happy would you be? Because that's a factor that we really want to consider. The whole point is for you to get these long-term high-value clients that you work with on an ongoing basis. And what that means is, you want to like them, right? Because if you don't, then you're stuck into a situation that stinks for a long-term basis. So you don't want that. So that's another factor. It's like, if we put together all your skills, how can we implement and deploy those skills in a way that's going to be doing something that you actually like? And then a third component to it is, you know, who do you have access to? Right? It's like who can we reach out to that you might even know? Like, how can we even get some warm leads going so that you don't have to rely on cold traffic? Like, you know, we have a whole five-step strategy for actually doing that. So we've got your best skills. We figured out how to deploy those in a context that's going to make you happy, basically. And then we try to find out, how do we actually reach people that want that level of service? And that is dramatically different from sounding like everybody else, right? That's dramatically different from having a website that sounds like you're just getting started. It's the opposite of that. It's like, hey, I'm not getting started. This is the stuff that I've been spending the last 10 years doing. I know how to do it really well, and I can really help you, right? That's a very, very different experience compared to, I build websites. I've got WordPress maintenance plans or what. You know, you see what I mean? It's like, it's a really, really big difference. So, and if you want help figuring that out, that's the point of DoubleStack. And it's not an online course. It's not like a program. It's like a done with you kind of a thing. It's like you and me, we work on that for the next 8 weeks. And the outcomes tend to be huge for people. So if that's what you're looking for, head on over to doublestack.net/call. And let's get on the phone and talk about it kind of one-on-one so that we can figure out how to bring this up and bring this to life for you so that you don't have to just keep, you know, fiddling around with these little dabbler projects. And instead, you can build a six-figure business that you own, that you run out of your house, that you can run by yourself, right? And if you want to scale it beyond, like, there's double stackers that are hiring on people and building out agencies and making $300,000, $400,000, $500,000 a year and selling WordPress themes as products in addition to taking on web design projects. So like, you can scale it if you want to, but why don't we just set some incremental short-term goals that we can work on together to take you off from where you are right now? and bringing you into a situation where you've added an extra $5,000 or $10,000 per month to your life that you can kind of run on your own. And then you have the freedom to choose. It's like, do I want to scale this out? Do I want to keep this rolling the way it is? You know, what do you like? Do you like the lifestyle business? Do you want to build out the agency? We'll talk about all that kind of stuff. So head over to doublestack.net/call. Pick a time that's going to work for you. You're going to see my calendar pop up. And right after that, and this is important, right after that, you'll see an application. And it's an application for the call, meaning that I want you to tell me some stuff about who you are, what you're looking for, so I can prepare and make the most use of our time. Because we'll get on the phone for about 45 minutes. And rather than, you know, just trying to, you know, fluff around or whatever, if you fill out that application, then I'm going to have a link to your site. You're going to tell me what's going on, and we can just jump right into it and make the most efficient use of our time. So head over to doublestack.net/call and pick a time that works for you. Definitely fill out that application, and then I'll call you at the time that you pick, and we'll bring all of this stuff to life, and we'll get it so people understand who you really are. That's probably the most fundamental concept on how we can actually get you higher paying clients, is people have to know who they're hiring. So that also tends to be one of the big problems with most people's websites. It's like, you don't say it, you know? So let's get that fixed for you. That means you'll land these better clients, and you will be able to make the impact that you really should be making. So head over to doublestack.net/call, pick a time, and I'll give you a call at that time, and I look forward to talking to you then. So it'll be awesome. High five for you. Until then, boop, and talk to you soon.